Hello, everybody. I hope everybody's having a wonderful evening. This is your host, Voodoo Priest Man. In this segment, I would like to speak about marijuana. How do you guys feel about marijuana in the spiritual community? Or should I say not only that, but also drinking when it comes to connecting to spirit? I wanted to speak about this particular topic. Number one, because I hear many different debates when it comes to this topic about spiritual people not wanting to have people be indulged when it comes to being drinking, you know, being drunk or smoking marijuana and being high. And I call that high with smoking the herb as far as connecting with other realms, connecting with spirit, and being able to be open to the aspect of spirituality. So I want to hear everybody's opinion when it comes to this topic, and I want to hear what everybody thinks and have to say about this. In my opinion, I have been in different situations, different ceremonies with people, and people are using this type of methods to connect to spirits. I mean, to me, I'm not going to say I agree. I'm not going to say I disagree. To me, to each his own. However, it is a taboo for me to say that marijuana is not something that we should not do because it's forbidden when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to doing ceremonies. According to who? Who says that it's not right to actually be high or be drunk when it comes to connecting with spirit, whether it's doing a ceremony, whether it's doing a cleansing, whether it's doing a reading, or whether it's just in general? People tend to say that that is against spirit, but I never heard spirit saying that is a bad thing. So to me, it is a good, it's neither one when it comes to good or either is bad. People can do what they want to do as long as they don't affect what I do. It doesn't really matter. I'm not the type of person that I judge people for whatever it is they do. If they want to smoke, they want to get drunk, more power to them. Certain spirits like that. Certain spirits love to smoke cigars. Certain spirits love marijuana, and some of them love to drink. Well, a lot of them do. So why can't we drink? How can now, you know, us be in a under the influence of marijuana and be able to tap into our realities? I have experience on being connected with spirit in both levels, when I am under the influence or whether I'm not. So I cannot say, but this topic is something that I really wanted to do. In my experience, I have experienced many different things being under the influence of alcohol or marijuana. But I just wanted to talk about this topic because this topic is very important. If you're doing it and you can connect with spirit, more power to you. Don't stop doing it because people tell you you're not supposed to be doing it. I have situations where people say that their spirit told them not to do it, that they went to the oracle and the oracle say not to smoke, not to drink. I mean, where does it say in the oracle, according to what it'll do when it comes to Ifa, or when it comes to any type of African traditional religion, or even terror, that you shouldn't be doing this type of things? I think this is a topic that a lot of people get caught up with their own opinions, and I think they should mind their business. So, once again, this is your host, Voodoo Priest Man, and I just wanted to speak about this topic that I hear many people asking me about. And also, if you want to find me, you can go ahead and take a look at my YouTube videos on the Voodoo Priest Man, or you can also find me on Instagram and send me a message if you want to connect with me. I hope everybody's having a wonderful evening, and I hope everybody go ahead and drink and smoke some marijuana and go ahead and have fun. Because you only hear in this experience before you go to the next one. So why not enjoy it? Who cares about what people have to say? Be you. Love y'all. Have a wonderful evening.